A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 22, verses 24 through 30. A dispute arose among the disciples as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. Who's better? This really is an age-old question. As much as we want to say that we are much better at it, the truth of the matter is we still need Jesus to explain to us what we should and should not do. He tells his followers, who are arguing at the time, that they have to have a different attitude. They can't be like everyone else, yet even after all this time, the message has not sunk in. We still find ourselves talking about who's better. We find it in our lives as citizens of this planet. How many wars have been waged because one country thinks that it is better than another, or thinks that it has the authority to police another? How many wars have been fought because one religion thinks that it is better than another, or at least claims that it is better than another? We too often, in the name of God, claim that we have the right way to get to heaven, while the others are only playing games. If Jesus were here today, physically with us, what would he say to his followers? Probably the same thing that he said to his followers back then. Today is my sister's birthday, and I'm very happy to say that even though she has had some health issues that could have called her home to God, she is still with us and is very strong today. When we were children, it was always my responsibility to take care of my younger sister and to protect her in any way that I could. That's what big brothers do. I always thought of myself as being better than her because I had to protect her. But when she was diagnosed with cervical cancer and became very ill, I realized that I was never better than her. I was the weaker one because there was nothing that I could do but turn her over to God in prayer. It was then that I realized how strong she truly is. She could look at me and calm my worries. She could look at me and save me with a glance. In her strong inner way, she showed me who was better. We could all take an example from this strong woman. If we just listen closely to the words of Jesus, we will know who is the greatest, the one who gave his life for us all.